I'm so excited to be back with you guys. I hope you all are doing fantastic. I'm super excited about this new season. Season 5 of Catch This Now. Man, you know, when I started this, I never really thought I would really, you know, embody this and take this off. It was always a vision of mine. And to actually be here doing this and really enjoying it. And I want to thank each of you who take the time to either listen to it wherever you're streaming, your comments on YouTube or on Instagram or on Facebook mean so much to me. And I don't want to take it lightly that you find any information that is being shared on this platform. I hope it is being of use to you. And I thank you for taking the time to engage with me and rocking with me for about 5 seasons now. If you know, I usually kick off each season in March because Social Work Month is so important to me because I am a social worker. And so this month, we're going to highlight 2 social workers, and I hope you enjoy their conversation. First, I think March 18th, we're going to be listening to the great Natalie Bryan. She's an LCSW. She's doing big things, and I can't wait for you all to hear her and the things that she's doing to inspire action and lead change. And then we're going to wrap it up on March 25th with a Floridian, Miss Kimberly Brown, the most angelic social worker that I know right now. She is also a licensed clinical social worker, what we call as LCSWs, and I'm excited for you all to hear that conversation on the 25th of March. So please make sure you have your notifications on wherever you are listening to this. I don't want you to miss the episodes that are coming up on the 18th of this month and the 25th of this month, and I hope you find what they say useful. I wanted to just come on for this Monday just to say, hey, I'm excited to be back. Thank you for your time and your attention. Kind of lead you up into what we're going to be doing for the rest of this month and what April is going to look like. I hope to have some really exciting guests come on in April. If not, you know, we're going to dive into behaviors, and we're going to talk about relationships, and we're going to talk about some self-esteem and probably trying to get rid of some of these old habits and ideas that we have, you know, fostered into this 2024. Time has went by really fast, and I want to make sure that we are doing the best that we can to move forward in this, you know, in this time. So I make sure to have some really good information for you. Also, make sure you have your pens and papers, and you tell your friends that, you know, Tiffany is back, and we're excited to get some great knowledge. Again, I know a lot of you won't, you know, step foot into a therapist's office, but I'm always encouraging you to do that. Therapy is great. It will help you. I hope this platform is used for you to get that step closer for those that may want to engage in therapy but just aren't really sure. And I hope that my platform is normalizing therapy for you, normalizing what social work is for you, and that, you know, we are really here to help you help you. We cannot do the work for you, but we can help you create those tips and tools and those resources and those goals so you can make sure that you are being the best version of yourself and that you are moving forward in life. So thank you for rocking with me. I appreciate it. I hope you enjoy this season of Catch This Now, because everything that we put up, we hope that you catch it in this moment and not later. You know, there's some things in life that I wish that I would have caught earlier in life, and, you know, would have changed my life, maybe, maybe not. But there's some things that I wish, you know what, if someone would have told me earlier, you know, don't think like that, or don't behave in that manner, or think more of yourself in this respect, I think things, you know, wouldn't have taken me so long to catch. Or maybe I wouldn't be you know, so uncomfortable in some situations. Yes, I get uncomfortable too. I get challenged too. And I'm working through those things just as well as you are. That's why I come on this platform, to encourage you, to let you know that even those of us that are in what we consider a helping profession, we also have to lean and get help from our spouses and our support system, and even some other therapists. We have to rely on them to help us stay in line. So please don't think that I am only doing this for you. This is also a benefit to me to get on and be able to share openly about where I am in my own thoughts and how it helps me in my practice, how it may be a disadvantage in my own practice, and how I can take my own life lessons and be of a resource to those that I serve on a daily basis, or those that, you know, listen to this podcast, or you're following me on social media or on YouTube. I'm going to try to do a little bit better about posting videos. There is no guarantee, because I am a busy person, and I have all these ideas that I want to do, but sometimes time is limited, and I'm sure you feel the same way. You know, we have all these things that we want to do, but time just doesn't permit it. Doesn't mean we have poor management skills, not all of the time. It could just mean that it's so many ideas that we have, we just can't cover it all. So I want to encourage you, just like I'm encouraging myself, to lend out to that support and see if, hey, can you help me with this project? Or write it down, and you know, it might not be something that you need to, you know, birth right now. It may be something that, you know, in the future, but you have a running track record of it, that these are my thoughts and this is what I want to get out and this is what I want to share with the world. Sometimes it just might not be right now, but it doesn't mean that it's not going to grow. You know, so get your ideas out, with your good support system, and get with those that can help you envision and plan and put those things forward in what it is that you want to do. So shout out to all of those that have helped me come to this. I'm a very sufficient person, if you will. I've learned to be like that. I've learned how to operate on my own, and yes, I'm about to admit that that is not always good, to have to depend on your own strength. I believe God has not put us here to just depend solely on ourselves, but to help us learn how to depend on others. Being a teen mom, not saying that I did not have people that were there that wanted to help me, I just within myself felt like I had to do it on my own. And at a point in my life, that is what served me. But right now, where I am in this point in my life, that idea, that way of being, is no longer servicing me. So as I journey through my own transformation, if you will, I hope that, again, this season will help you grow as I am growing. You all, to let you know that, you know, it's not just you. Yes, I'm on this microphone and I am supposed to be what we call the expert, but you are also an expert in your own life, because you live there. We are here as social workers, as therapists, to help guide you through that. So making sure that you understand that we are human as well is really important to me, and so I will do my best to express some things with you, to let you know that you are not alone, and I am also in that as well. So again, thank you for allowing me to fill your ears and your airspace for these 10 or 15 minutes, and thus forth for this season 5. I'm super excited about it. I hope you hear my excitement. So thank you. Here we go. We're going to wrap this up. And I thank you again. I cannot say it enough. Wherever you are streaming, Make sure you share, make sure you like it, and make sure you leave your comments. I really do read them as often as I can and try to comment as often as I can. Make sure you join me next week to hear and listen to my friend. She truly is a friend. Her name is Natalie Bryan. She is an LCSW. She is the owner of Pearl. She is, or the founder of Pearl, and an owner of Restoring Harmony Counseling Services. Make sure you you share, you stream it live wherever you are listening. Make sure you hit the subscribe button and those notifications are on. Also, remember, I would love to connect with you outside of this podcast. So please make sure you join my monthly newsletter to stay in the loop about any upcoming virtual events, savings, or other fun stuff that I may have going on by visiting my website, TiffanyEmpowers.me. You can find me on all social medias as well by searching my name. Until next time, I hope you stay engaged, continue to educate yourself, and embrace the enlightenment as it comes.